The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
When's the last time God broke you loose because you were so overwhelmed at the fact that God is so good and so precious and so mighty that the world can't give it and the world can't take it away?
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity I'll sing His praises, and I'll reign with Him throughout eternity. Lift your hands and honor His presence. All hail King Jesus. Everything you've got there, lift your hands and worship. You feel that fresh life presence. I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I adore you, Jesus. Let all heaven, right here, and earth, but there's something about giving glory and honor and praise. Giving glory and honor and praise. You be healed in the name of Jesus in your body. Be healed in your mind of depression, hopelessness, darkness, worry, torment. You be healed in your family. Contention, strife. You be healed in your marriage. You be healed in your future. Your future shall be brighter. Path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter, not darker and darker. He is life and He is in this place today. Do you believe that? Incredible. You can be seated. If you have your Bibles, you can open them with me for a few moments. We'll go wherever the Lord wants us to go and be done. I'm reading from Judges chapter 17. I'll begin reading with verse 6, Judges chapter 17. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That's a dangerous time in a nation when everybody does what was right and we don't have a king named Jesus. And now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judea of the family of Judah. Notice it mentions his family. He was a Levite, which means he's in the lineage of priest. And he started staying there. And the man departed from the city of Bethlehem of Judea to stay wherever they could find a place. And then he came to the mountains of Ephraim and the house of Micah as he journeyed, or some translations say sojourned. It's an interesting word. And Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" She said to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judea. And I'm on my way somewhere else," is what he's saying, "to find a place to stay." Micah said to him, "Dwell with me. Dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes and your substance, shelter, food." So the Levite went in. The Levite, notice the big word, was content. He was content to dwell with the man. And the young man became like one of his sons to him. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became the priest and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as a priest." You read the next chapter, and he set up an idol in his house, started worshiping it. And he said, "It'll be all right. It'll be all right. I've got me a hired priest. It doesn't matter how I worship, who I worship, what I worship. I can worship idols. I have hired me a priest from Bethlehem, Judea." And in that moment, this man had to make a decision. Was he going to basically sell out his faith that he knew was right to worship another god for contentment, for security, for 10 shekels of silver per year, change of clothes, And in some Bibles, it says over that section, when the priest became a professional. And I'm preaching today on, I refuse to be a professional. Because we're New Testament priests. You are and I am. You think the preacher's the only one that's a priest. But the Bible said in the book of Revelation, we're all kings and priests unto our God. And sooner or later, you're going to have to make the same decision that this young man had to make. Who are you going to serve and who are you going to love? And is your faith in God, are you a professional? Meaning, when I say professional, I don't mean that he was a cut above like a professional athlete. In that moment, he decided it would become a profession for him, not a passion. It would become a job for him. Not a joy. It would become a life, not the life. It would become something that was taught, but it would not be really, really treasured all week long. You'd come hear a little teaching and then go back and forget about it. And every Christian, we're living in a defining time where playing church is over. And if you're for sale and the enemy can make you content, he will make you a bargain and you can become a lukewarm Christian if you want to. Are you one of those Christians that's become a professional Christian? You do your duty. You become content. Where's the passion? Where's the longing? Where's the yearning? Where's that move of God that matters more than silver or gold? I'm a blessed man. God has blessed me mightily. But I can tell you, I am not a professional. I don't care how blessed I get. I can't trade out. I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather, and I don't know if you have to choose sometimes, but I do believe your heart has to be wholly committed to Jesus Christ, and then he can trust you. When's the last time God broke you loose? When's the last time your tears were streaming down your face? I don't care who you are, because you were so overwhelmed at the fact that God is so good and so precious and so mighty that the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. Everybody give him a hand clap of praise and I'll... Notice that this young man was from Bethlehem, Judea. And he decided to journey or sojourn away from that in the opposite direction. He came from Bethlehem, Judea, little tiny, little country bumpkin, little town in Israel. Those poor, ignorant people who worship God, they look at them. They don't have nothing. They don't know the big lights of Sodom and Gomorrah. They don't know all the world has to offer. Look at that little dinky place called Bethlehem, Judea. It's a picture of the church, and it's a picture of a generation of kids that have been raised in the church. And then they decide to journey down another path. Because I'm tired of that life. I don't want that life. And you've taken it for granted is the truth. I've preached long enough to see this thing go full circle. I've seen people be in church, raised in church, leave, go out, go off to university, party, live it up, Always sin leaves you in shambles. Always sin leaves you broken. Always sin takes more than you want to give. Always it ends up so, so dark. And I've seen them come back home, and I've seen them, and they're even in this room here today, and they can say, truly, I didn't really appreciate where I came from. I just want to preach that Bethlehem, Judea is still a wonderful place to be from. I'm so glad I was raised in church. I'm so glad that I came up in church. I'm so glad that I was taught little songs from my childhood, the B-I-B-L-E. I'm so glad my mama and my daddy raised me in church. We went to church on Sunday morning. We went to church on Sunday night. We went to church on Wednesday night. We went to prayer meeting. We went to this. We went choir practice. I didn't know how to play no musical instruments. I got in the choir. I had to learn musical instruments in church. Everything about my life, I am nothing but old church boy. I'm from Bethlehem, Judah, which means praise. And I'm telling you, if you've been raised that way and you're listening to me preach right now, you've been raised in this thing, you are ruined. Go on out, go to your university, let some godless professor tell you that the Bible's a lie and God isn't real and how ignorant those people are. But I want to proclaim Bethlehem, Judea is a blessing. If you've been raised by Christian parents, you got a granny who knows how to pray, it's not a curse, it's a blessing. I believe this boy was saying, I can't wait till I get 18. I can't wait till I get out of this old dumb religious mess over here. Can't do this, can't do that. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do everything I want to do. Preaching better than y'all letting on. It's still a good place. Ooh, we all shout right there a minute. It's still in times like these. I'm glad I got one stable thing in my life. If I can just get to the house of God, if I can bring all my mess and all my problems and all my burdens, and I can get in the presence of Jehovah, He wipes my tears away. He picks me back up. He says, you can do all things through me. Get up and try again. And you can walk out of this place saying, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Take a praise break wherever you are and give God some glory for Bethlehem, Judea, the church. Every step you take away from God is a step down. Jonah stepped down from Joppa to Tarshish. He went down. And then the Bible said he went down into the ship. He went down. And then he went down into the ocean. He went down. And then he took another step and went down into the fish's belly. Down, 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 down. Every step you take away from the church, every step you take away from the faith of your father or your mother or whoever had faith in your family, every step you take in the opposite direction of what you know what they had, you know they had a walk with God, every step you take away from that. Because culture will curse it. Culture will tell you you're crazy. I believe that this priest was like the modern ministry today. Probably had a rainbow flag outside the church. A hired gun. Just say what we want you to say. Don't say what we don't want you to say. If you don't know by now, this ain't that church. We just want to say what the Lord says. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's about what does this book say? This book says, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Blankety blank, blankety blank. Thou shalt not go into a drugstore and take up to $999 and run out with it in the street. As long as you don't take $1,000, you can't be arrested. What have we come to? This is a generation that has lost its way. There's nothing good to come from going in a different direction away from Bethlehem, Judea. And I'm telling you, we're living in a time where we need to say again the fact that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children on the lower level of this building having their brain indoctrinated with the Bible and the Word of God. And I've been telling our team, I want to go back to old school. I want Bible memorization. I want them to know the books of the Bible. I want them to be able to quote the scripture left and right. I said, I want them to win big prizes. I want them, when they graduate from high school, if they can quote the books of the Bible and everything else, we can get them a scholarship. We can send them to a Bible school or some good college. We're not going to send them to some woke place where they're told God isn't real and mock everything that's ever good in our society. Oh, come on and help me preach just a minute. We got to get it back. We got to get it in our children. Deuteronomy 6, talk about it in the morning. Talk about it in the afternoon. Talk about it in the house. Talk about it in the car. Talk about it all day long. Pray Jesus. Speak Jesus. Lift up Jesus. This casual Christianity, being a professional Christian. Come on, kids. Get in the church. Hurry up. And when we get over, let's get out of here. And then it's right back. Turn the radio on to blankety blank, boom, 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 blankety blank. What is wrong with us? He's a holy God. He deserves our whole heart. I know. But see, this is what you don't know. I've been doing this a long time, and I've watched the little nicey church. I'm tired of nicey Pee Wee Herman Christians. We need a revival. We need young people to see the glory of God. We need the Holy Ghost to fall on the house until they are filled with the Spirit. And so filled with the vision of God for their life that culture can't turn them around. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I want to know, are there any Christians listening to me who refuse to be a professional? I want passion. I want fire. I want anointing. I want love for God above all.
I believe today that God is ready to touch you, your family, in any circumstance that you're in. He loves you. It all starts when you call on the name of Jesus. Let's make Him Lord today. Simply pray this prayer wherever you're watching me. Just say, Jesus. Just repeat after me out loud. Jesus, I receive your mercy, your forgiveness, your goodness, your grace. Wash me, cleanse me, and forgive me. And I receive that peace that only you can give in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Oh, we love to hear from you. It's exciting when you call us and let us know what God has done for you. If you've watched us for any length of time, you know that we are a ministry that stands solidly with the nation of Israel. So when I ask our friends and our partners at the Jewish National Fund, what more could we do to help provide a roadmap of restoration and rebuilding in these devastated communities? And they came back with a comprehensive 3-year plan. And phase one of this initiative is all about safety. We cannot let what happened on October the 7th ever happen again. And that is why we're building civil defense centers. Listen to this. Over 800 safe houses. So that 800 families in a moment's time can run into their backyard in these completely secured safe house rooms. I mean, never has Israel needed to know that they have friends in America and especially in the Christian church. Together we can be light over darkness. Watch this and see how you can be involved.
On October 7, Israel was attacked by the dark forces of Hamas. It was the worst massacre the Jewish people experienced since the Holocaust. The Eshkol region in southern Israel was attacked directly. This is where Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, in partnership with the Jewish National Fund, have been working the last 5 years to build fortified schools, bomb shelters, and other life-saving projects. Thankfully, these projects did save many lives that day. And now we stand at a pivotal moment, poised to provide a lifeline for the people of Eshkol, who continue to be attacked by terrorists every day. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries recently committed the largest amount of funding ever towards the initiative, From Darkness to Light, representing our unwavering dedication to not just help rebuild communities in Eshkol, but to mend hearts and restore what seemed irrevocably lost. We have a comprehensive plan that will be completed in 3 phases. Phase number 1 provides physical safety. That is why we are building civil defense centers and over 800 safe houses, making sure every family in the region has a safe room in case of terrorist attacks. When you give to a project like this, there is a promise for you found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, Israel. Together, we can demonstrate that faith combined with collective action can illuminate the darkest moments and forge a brighter, more hopeful future for the Eshkol community. Call or go online today.
And talking in tongues. Anybody not ashamed of the gifts of the Spirit? Anybody not ashamed of prophecy? I'm tired of the witches and the demons and the false prophets getting all the attention. We need a move of the Holy Spirit in our lives again. Not professionals.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.